Good morning. It's 7:27. Jeez, I'm late this morning. What am I doing? 7:27 a.m. on Friday, August the 21st, 2020. Why am I so late? Oh, 10 minutes. I just probably spent an extra 10 minutes doom scrolling this morning instead of strapping my boots on right at the stroke of 7. Although I started for my boots at 6:50 and then got distracted, which is kind of like the story of my life. I started out doing one thing, 20 minutes later I'm doing something else, with no clear recollection of how I got there. Kind of like yesterday, where the morning was gone before I realized. So I wrote almost 600 words yesterday afternoon, which is not great, but it's words. Move the story along. This morning, gosh, I forgot about that. This morning at 9 o'clock, I got a CIFRM board meeting. 9 o'clock. Because everybody else is on the East Coast. Lady walking a cute little dog across the street. So anyway, this morning I'm thinking about crowdsourcing, crowdfunding. It got me going yesterday. Sifu posted a tweet, which is a link to the blog from last year, about the value of crowdsourcing for self-published authors who would otherwise be on the hook for thousands of dollars. I'm looking at this going, there's so much wrong with it, I don't even know what to do with it. And it's so old, it's like last year. And it's really, really badly skewed by somebody who really doesn't understand self-publishing. It's tedious, but most of the people who talk about self-publishing, with some notable exceptions, but it seems like there are more bad takes on self-publishing than there are good ones. And the problem with Kickstarter is it's too expensive. Which sounds weird. Because getting people to give you money up front for your book shouldn't be expensive. It doesn't seem like that should be in the, oh, money coming in is too expensive category. And the problem is the mechanic of Kickstarter. So one of the common rewards for Kickstarter, for people who are kickstarting books, is I have to stop here for a minute. This poor dog is trying to take a dump and he's nervous because I've hung up on him. Is it done? Yeah, maybe, possibly. Good morning. So the problem with Kickstarter is that say you have 100 people who give you $5. So you have $500. But if your reward for the $5 level is a copy of the ebook, which is not uncommon, that's 100 people who aren't going to buy it, who already bought it, but who are invisible to all the algorithms that help you sell the book once it hits Amazon. It disappears. Any good you might have gotten from getting the book up onto Amazon has been erased. And if you start giving away paperback copies, now you're dealing with having to package and ship all of those books, which takes time away from, you know, writing the next book. And so what happens is that you have to ask for more money to cover the cost of delivering the rewards, the direct costs. But that makes your threshold funded level higher, and so less likely to be funded in the first place. And it's one of those very puzzling ideas that on its surface seems like, oh well, if I just kickstart this book, then I won't be out of pocket anything, which is largely true. Except that it hamstrings future sales. By getting all the most likely buyers to buy it in the background. All of those sales are hidden. All those sales are lost as far as any kind of visibility or algorithmic support or anything. They're just lost. So while you might have sold those 100 books, and selling them through Kickstarter, you lost the sales rank that would have gone with those 100 books. Which means you're going to lose at least 100 more. And maybe more than that. So, crowdsourcing is not... it's not the panacea that I keep seeing it being held up as. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. Good morning. Love that bike. Patreon is a different thing. Patreon is a subscription service. And if you're okay with the subscription service, then Patreon is okay. I guess. The authors that I know of who have them are caught in a two-edged bind. I have to convince readers to A, buy your book, which is like first order problem. And you also have to get people to buy into your Patreon, let's call the whole thing off. And so if you don't like selling your book, you're going to hate trying to sell your Patreon. And it turns out that I've made some rather loud noises about that. I've had authors who have them, but you never hear about them. And for them, it's working. So, okay, fine. If it works for you, I'm not going to... you know, I'm not going to say... but then I don't know why what I do works. I have no idea what's going on. My self-image of my place in the market is... yeah, he's doing all right. He's doing all right. Meaning me, I'm doing all right. But there are so many people who are doing so much better, who are doing, you know, writing more books, selling more books. You know, I keep looking at Glenn Stewart and Audrey Fay, who are both doing spectacularly well in their own niches. Audrey Fay's Shifter series is apparently... well, it's apparently something I need to look into, because I always liked her writing. And I was a little dismayed when she went with Wolf Shifters. So I haven't been following along on Spirit Mountain. Although I'm on her newsletter, so I see every new release. So I didn't follow along on Spirit Mountain. I have trouble with werewolves and shifters and zombies. Who it was. Somebody wrote to me, recommended the book, saying they're not the normal werewolf story. Here's the lady with the little dog. My friend with the little Scotty. So I may have to go give this a try. Because I've liked pretty much everything else the woman's done, so why would I not like these? Just because I have a bone to pick with Shifter. slow down so she can get ahead of me. Anyway, what am I reading now? No, speaking of having a trouble with vampires and shifters, I'm reading. What is it? Something with a Chance of Tornadoes. It's one of the women's paranormal fiction books. If I could get to it without shutting off the voice recorder. Or getting run over by looking at my phone while crossing the street. Hexing. Hexing with a Chance of Tornadoes. Mandy Ross. Mandy M. Ross. And it's a story set in a place, a fictional South Carolina town called Grim Cove. Good morning. You too. Her dog stopped her. He's very diligently sniffing every leaf in a rather substantial bush. What she said was, he has to smell everything. Good morning. Another lady with a dog. Six, a lot of people this morning, jeez. 10 minutes. 10 minutes difference. I thought I was gonna get run over at the world's busiest intersection there. No, not the world. The town's busiest intersection. And it's not, it's just, you know, it's like, it's the busiest one that I have to walk through. Anyway, I got a bunch of these women's paranormal fiction stories lined up on my Kindle. When I started not paying quite as much attention to some of the YouTube videos, and I just started reading through lunch. It's a nice break. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.